Hello everyone, I am back with a new episode of my podcast, Explore and Engage with Anam. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and before I start this episode, I would just like to say, for those who have not visited my website, please go check out my website. It's tossifanam.net, and on my website, you will find information on my podcast, obviously, but you'll also find my blog posts, and you'll also find my published opinions, links to my published opinions, and then you can also learn more about the two books of poems that I wrote that were published. And so you'll find lots of information about me and a lot of my writing. So please go check out my website, tossifanam.net. And having said that, let me start today's episode. I would like to begin by talking about the city of Milwaukee. The city of Milwaukee in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. I live in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is my home. And the city of Milwaukee is a beautiful city. I love the city of Milwaukee. But unfortunately, the city has lots and lots of problems. The city has lots of problems. There's a lot of crime. There's a lot of crime in the city. And the city is also financially not doing very well. In fact, I just saw in the news that the budget crisis in the city of Milwaukee has reached such a point that the city could be forced to close an entire police district. And that is pretty shocking. At a time when the city of Milwaukee needs strong police presence to combat crime, it is facing a budget crisis, and the city could be forced to close an entire police district. Now, how did the city get to this point? Did this just happen overnight? I mean, such a financial crisis doesn't happen overnight. And so that's a good question. I guess somebody has to really do an analysis of the city of Milwaukee's budgets over the years and really analyze what went wrong. How did the city get to this point that it could now be forced to close an entire police district? And let me remind my listeners that the city of Milwaukee, this is the same city where the former mayor had proposed cutting 120 police officer positions. And this was in the proposed 2021 budget. And so Milwaukee obviously has lots of challenges, lots of problems, and all I can say is that the city needs strong leadership. The city needs strong leadership. Leaders who can make bold decisions and fix the problems in the city. And, you know, I'll just pay attention to the news updates from the city of Milwaukee. And so in the weeks and months to come, I hope to find out more. But obviously right now, the situation, the financial situation in the city of Milwaukee is not good. All big cities have problems, you know, big problems, small problems. I mean, big cities have problems, but big cities that are run by liberals, those cities seem to have more problems. I mean, look at the city of New York, New York City. I mean, that's a big example of what can go wrong when bad ideas prevail in the city. Crime is rising in New York City, and people are leaving New York. Lots and lots of people are deciding to say goodbye to New York City and move to other places. And now the state of New York, primarily a liberal state, the state of New York is on the verge of being the first state to ban natural gas. See, I just talked about bad ideas prevailing in a city. It's an idea like this. I mean, this is a bad idea. This is an extremely bad idea. I mean, who came up with the idea of banning natural gas in a state? A pending budget deal in the state of New York mandates that all new buildings that are under 7 stories be fully electric by 2026. and 2026 is not that far away. And it doesn't end there. Larger structures reportedly would follow 3 years later. And so why would someone try to do this? Apparently, this is all being done to fight climate change. And I've talked about climate change in my podcast before. Climate will always change. There is nothing that humans can do to stop the climate from changing. Climate is always changing. So how do these liberal New York lawmakers come up with such nonsense, such ideas, such extremely bad ideas? Banning natural gas, that's such a terrible idea. And another state, let's talk about California. I've talked about California quite a bit in my podcast because the state is in a mess. California regulators on Friday voted to ban the sale of new diesel trucks by 2036 and require all trucks to be zero emissions by 2042. This is the California Air Resources Board that made the decision unanimously. States like New York and California are busy attacking consumer choice and individual freedom. Anyone who wants to ban natural gas and diesel trucks and gas-powered vehicles does not care about the middle class, does not care about hardworking Americans. Public officials should be busy fighting crime, fixing roads and bridges, rather than trying to make the lives of hardworking Americans difficult. And all these actions, the banning of natural gas and the banning of diesel trucks, the banning of gas-powered vehicles, all of these actions, these are just terrible acts of government overreach. Talking about crime, New York City, it's full of crime, and it's really, I mean, you can say that it's a lawless city. Reportedly, illegal drug users have filled a New York City subway station with used syringes. The tracks are littered with hundreds and hundreds of used syringes. And this, I believe, is the real public health crisis. New York City imposed burdensome COVID-19 mandates like mask mandate and vaccine mandate. But where is the government when it comes to dealing with this crisis in a New York City subway station where illegal drug users have filled that station with used syringes? The tracks are littered with hundreds and hundreds of used syringes. This is the crisis. And what is government doing about it? Drug use is the public health crisis that is hurting New York City residents. But what is the mayor's office doing about this? What are the city's leaders doing about this? Why hasn't this problem been solved? Let me talk about the state of Texas now. I love Texas. I love the state of Texas. Texas is a big fossil fuel state. And Texas has been badly hurt since Biden came to office. Due to President Biden's policies, illegal immigrants have flooded Texas. And the state's residents are suffering a lot because of that. And Biden has also hurt the energy sector with all the restrictions imposed by his administration. The Biden administration is pushing for green energy, and I call it unsustainable green energy. Now, there's a bill in Texas that would require electric vehicle drivers to pay an annual fee of $200 to register their cars. The state legislature passed this bill, Senate Bill 505, with unanimous support and sent it to Governor Abbott's desk for signature. Electric vehicle drivers don't pay gas tax when they refuel, and because they are not directly pumping gas, but they are using electricity. However, let me tell you, my friends, electricity is produced using fossil fuels. So while electric vehicle drivers may not be pumping gas into their cars, but they are recharging their cars with electricity. That electricity is produced using fossil fuels. But these electric vehicles are using the roads, public roads and highways, and these roads and highways need to be repaired and maintained with taxpayer dollars. This decision by the state legislature in Texas to require electric vehicle drivers to pay an annual fee of $200 to register their cars. This decision is going to make a lot of electric vehicle drivers very upset. However, I can understand why lawmakers in a state like Texas are doing this. While California marches forward and tries to crush consumer choice and push for green energy, and the federal government, the Biden administration, is also unfairly favoring green energy projects, a fossil fuel heavy state like Texas has to fight back. The Biden administration's actions have severely hurt the energy sector, and so Texas lawmakers are fighting back. Texas is an amazing state. It's an amazing state. Few years ago, my mother and I were in Texas during the holiday season and for a few days, and Texans are wonderful people, and the Biden administration's policies have hurt the state severely. Millions of illegal immigrants have entered the United States, and they have entered Texas because Texas is a border state, and so Texas is facing a very big crisis. Now, Texas has a really great governor. I like Governor Greg Abbott. I think he's a great leader. So, my friends, that's all I have for this episode. Share with me your thoughts. And I must also add that if you would like to receive my free e-newsletter, which I try to send out once a week or so, you can visit my website, tossifanam.net. And on my website, you can sign up to receive my e-newsletter. With that, I will end this episode. Thank you all for listening. I hope to be back again with a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam.